Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes, along with Sister Velvet, to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada, to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry broadcast on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Sister Velvet. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to let you know Jesus come to change lives and make your life brand new. Praise God. I'm telling you, Jesus come to put you on the road to heaven. Praise God. And I'm telling you, amen, heaven is the place I want to go. And I hope you want to go there too. Praise God. I'm telling you, and heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. Praise God. Amen. The Lord has blessed Verily and myself with a Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach the gospel to those that behind prison bars. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons that we visit before the coronavirus, amen, struck our country. Praise God. We know the coronavirus has struck our world and country. Praise God. Jails and prisons are closed due to this pandemic. Praise God. But we are here on radio like we always do to preach the word of God. Praise God. To all of you that's behind prison bars, as well as those of you that's out there in the free world, to let you know Jesus will change your life and you won't be the same anymore. Praise God. We're going to be talking about the message, the continuation of the teaching, be caught up in the spirit. Praise God. And we're going to go merge into growing in God. Because we want to establish how you can grow in God and move up in God. We know this is December, and December has the greatest holiday of the year. That is Christmas, praise God. But because of the coronavirus, things have changed, praise God. So we're going to be preaching, teaching about the Holy Ghost during the month of December. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Now, we're talking about being caught up in the spirit. Because God wants his children to be spiritual. Praise God. You can't serve God in the flesh. But we got to be spiritual over here. Glory to God. Amen. Because God is not pleased when people are in the flesh. Satan dwells in the flesh. That's the reason why the world is so much in darkness. All they think about is the sins of the flesh. Amen. But we need to crucify the flesh as a child of God. Put the devil where it belongs, that is under your feet. Walk every day with Jesus on your mind. Walk every day with heaven on your mind. Praise God. We live in a day and time. People are so much caught up in this natural world. They focus too much on this natural world. Education. They focus on money. They focus on this worldly thing. Praise God. Going to amusement parks. Going to, amen, these special events. Going to the beach. Amen. I'm telling you, praise God. But we need to get our focus on heaven. Get our focus on Jesus. Praise God. Don't serve the Lord just because God blessed you with a nice car. Because God blessed you with a good job. Got a good career. Amen. But we need to look beyond that career, look beyond that education, look beyond that bachelor's degree, that, amen, master's degree, that doctor's degree. Look beyond money. But we need to look to Jesus, because people are leaving here. And you can't care now doctor degree, now master degree. You can't care now $1 million, not $1 billion with you when you leave here. Because the Bible declares naked we came into the world and naked you're going out. Glory to God. Then you know we need to get the Holy Ghost, get the Spirit, praise God. Get washed in the blood of the Lamb. That's very important. Above education. But above money. Praise God. People are so much obsessed with the riches of this world. Amen. Trying to get rich, as some people say. Praise God. But Jesus said, what will profit a man or a woman to gain this world and mess around and lose your soul? Praise God. People are trying to gain the world and then die and get sent to spend eternity in hellfire. Praise God. But we need to get the real thing. That is the Holy Ghost. Get Jesus. Praise God. Get washed in the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, get ready for heaven. Praise God. It's time to be spiritual. Praise God. Don't serve the Lord just because God bless you with a nice car or a nice house. Praise God. Oh, you got a wonderful family. Thank God you got a wonderful family. Thank God you got a wonderful home. You got a good education. Got a good job. But we need to get salvation in your soul. Praise God. Get washed in the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. Get Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, so you can go sweeping through the gates of heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. I'm telling you, that's what the Lord wants. Amen. Salvation, getting the Holy Ghost, is more important than this natural world. Praise God. And people, we need to understand and know that. So many Christians are studying history of the Bible. Amen. You can't go to heaven off of history of the Bible. Studying how the people did back yonder in the Bible days. How they lived. Praise God. You can't go to heaven trying to live like King David. Amen. I'm telling you, so many Christians are looking at King David. But you can't live, go to heaven living like King David. You try to live like King David, you want to die and go to hell. You hear me? Glory to God. I'm telling you, I know some people getting upset. Jesus, the Bible said, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. King David needed Jesus to be saved. You hear me? Glory to God. I'm telling you, amen, we need to look to Jesus, because Jesus come to sanctify the people. King David need to get sanctified. You hear me? Glory to God. Look at King David, how he committed adultery with Bathsheba. Glory to God. Told a lie, put Uriah before the front line, had him killed to cover up his sin. You think he going to heaven like that? Amen. I'm telling you the truth. God ain't going to have nobody in heaven committing adultery. Amen. Committing fornication. Praise God. I'm telling you, but King David, amen, and King Solomon was a woman, man that loved women. I'm telling you, he was a woman man. You think he going to heaven like that? Glory to God, amen. I'm telling you, praise our God, they had to wait till Jesus go down there and preach to them in the grave. Praise God. I'm telling you, too, down there in the holy place called hell, amen, Jesus preached to them people, and they got sanctified. Glory to God. Praise God. And they went marching up to heaven that way. Letting you know, that's why I preach it. Preach Jesus to you. Glory to God. Because Jesus said, St. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. Get your eyes off of King David. Get your eyes off of Solomon. Get your eyes off them Old Testament prophets. And get your eyes on Jesus. Amen. So you can make heaven your home. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Sir Velvet, praise our God. Amen. I know this is, amen, amen, 2020. We just, amen, first Saturday in December. December 5th to, amen, 2020. Praise God. I'm telling you, amen, just read a verse of scripture. Praise our God. I'm telling you, amen. Hebrews, amen, 12:2. Hebrews 12:2. Praise our God. Because we going to want to be spiritual over here. Glory to God.
Looking up to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Amen. You heard what that Bible said? Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Get your eyes off King David. You hear me? Get your eyes off them Old Testament prophets. And get your eyes on Jesus. Because, amen, Jesus is the one that you need to look at. Praise God. Get your eyes off the preacher. And get your eyes on Jesus. Praise God. So you can make heaven your home. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, it's time to be spiritual. It's time to stop playing church. Stop straddling the fence. Stop being churchy on Sunday. And live like the devil during the week. But God won't 24-hour Christians. He wants people that will live right. Live right on the job. Live right at home. Let your light shine. Let the people know I'm a child of God. I don't curse like the world. I don't joke like the world. I don't gossip like the world. I don't backbite like the world. I speak what I know and testify what I've seen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Praise God. It's time to be spiritual. Praise God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this powerful word. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin. Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood. Breathe in their soul. Sanctify them holy. Put their joy in their soul. Put their peace in their mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And they're speaking into. Send your Holy Ghost power through these radio waves. Touch and heal the people of sickness and disease. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, touch these prisoners in these jails and prisons. Rebuke that contrary spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. Praise God. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Sylvia.
Praise him, praise him, praise the song said Jesus is the answer. For the world today, above them there is no other. Jesus is the way. As you heard that word that Ella Holmes is preaching, you heard the prayer that he just prayed, that we all need Jesus Christ, hallelujah, to be able to make it in, hallelujah. So you believe that prayer, you said, Lord, I thank you because I receive you today, hallelujah. And said, Lord, I thank you because I'm going down deeper in the Lord. So keep on thinking and keep on praising him. Because God is right there. And he is our everything. Though behind prison bar, we praise God for you. Ella Holmes and I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan and a place for you. You are not by yourself and you are not thrown away. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayer support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Remember that God loves you with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, hallelujah, he is able to perform. I encourage you, I implore you to give him a chance, and you will not be disappointed. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Sylvia and I do ministry. Soon we get the green light. We're ready to go back in to the jails and prisons to preach this Holy Ghost power. Praise our God. Today's broadcast, Chaplain William Holmes, now my beautiful companion, said, Velvet saying that, if Jesus would come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia. Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.